10 rare gold pieces are at the center of a dispute between the U.S. Mint and the heirs of a Philadelphia jeweler. The coins are 1933 double eagles, and they could be worth $10 million or more to the family, but that's only if the heirs can prove that they are the rightful owners. For member station WHYY, Joel Rose has the story.
At the U.S. Mint's Museum in Philadelphia, coin enthusiast Herb Landau of Lititz, Pennsylvania, is perusing a display of commemorative coins. All very nice, he says, but they're no 1933 double eagles.
I wish I had one. I think they're beautiful. Part of our history.
The double eagle is the official name of a $20 gold piece that featured an eagle on one side and Lady Liberty on the other. The U.S. Mint in Philadelphia produced more than 400,000 of them in 1933, but amid fears that currency would leave the country during the Great Depression, Congress voted to move the country off the gold standard, and the double eagles were never officially issued, says Douglas Mudd, curator at the American Numismatic Association Money Museum in Colorado.
All of them were supposed to be destroyed except for two that were given to the Smithsonian, and then the story gets complicated as we try to figure out how the coins got out and whether or not it's legal for private citizens to own them because they were never actually issued.
That's where Philadelphia jeweler Israel Swit comes in. The U.S. Mint says Swit was friendly with a cashier at the Mint who helped him obtain some 20 or more double eagles before they were melted down for bullion. Mint officials wouldn't speak on tape for this story, but they argue that because the double eagles were never official currency, they still belong to the U.S. government, and it's therefore illegal to own them. But lawyer Barry Burke, who represents Israel Swit's heirs, says the government's case is weak.
The government's always had a theory that these were stolen in the 1930s. That's the government theory. They have to prove it in court. And we dispute that they have evidence that they, in fact, were stolen.
According to the Mint, Swit admitted to selling five 1933 double eagles, but he was never convicted. Swit died in 1990. Lawyer Barry Burke says Swit's heirs recently discovered another 10 double eagles in his possessions. He says they took the coins to the U.S. Mint for authentication, only to have them confiscated.
In this instance, which I believe is unprecedented, the government has simply seized the property, so we will be going to court to challenge their action.
Burke has taken on the Mint before. He represented London coin dealer Stephen Fenton, who came into possession of one double eagle in the 1990s. Just before that case was set to go to trial, the Mint agreed to let that coin go to auction, where it fetched $7.5 million. Fenton and the Mint split the money. Mint officials think they have a stronger case this time, but some coin experts are worried about its wider implications. Armin Vardian is a lawyer for the Professional Numismatists Guild.
In this particular case, they're not even trying to go to court to get a ruling that they own it. They're just saying, no, they're ours, we'll keep them. The problem is the precedent that it sets that the Mint can go after somebody's coins just because it wasn't legally issued, because then there's a lot of other coins that fall into that category.
Vardian says many rare coins are valuable specifically because they left the Mint under mysterious, though not necessarily illegal, circumstances. He says these 1933 double eagles could fetch as much as $1 million apiece on the open market. But for now, they're locked away with other U.S. gold reserves at Fort Knox. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.